So it's time to talk about switching between characters in your prose. If you're talking about Maddie, Maddie is saying something, and you say, Maddie says, or says Maddie, something like that, that's totally fine. You really want to use that word more often than any other descriptive word about the person speaking, because if you try to get too creative with it, and you know, Maddie whispered, Maddie groaned, etc., it will start to seem like you're overdoing it. With the word said, people just read it without even noticing. They don't even think about that word at all. However, if you are having them ask a question, don't say said, say asked. So that it breaks it up a little bit, and it's accurate, and it's what people are expecting. However, if your characters have their own voice developed so that we can tell who's speaking because they speak in a way that nobody else does, you have done a fantastic thing. Your readers will love you. They will love the characters. And you don't need to tell us who is speaking as often. If there are only two people and they're speaking back and forth to each other, answering each other's questions, you may also not really need to tell us who is speaking for a while. Give us as many paragraphs back and forth as you can without having to say he said, she said. But another way that you can avoid having to say said too often is to have the character say something and then tell us something that that character does. So Maddie reached across the table. Reaching across the table, Maddie said, blah, blah, blah. So you can start the paragraph with the description of the character's activity, or you can describe the character's activity after what she says. However, if it's a short sentence that they're saying, that's much better because we can figure it out pretty quickly. If it's a whole paragraph that this character is saying, and we aren't sure who's speaking, and only at the end do you tell us which character it is by showing that character doing something, then you're going to lose your readers. And you don't want to lose your readers even for a second. That's when they just put the book down, they get tired, their mind wanders. You want to keep them engaged and understanding what's going on at all times. So ideally, at the beginning of the paragraph or at the end, if it's not too long of a dialogue piece, then show us what they're saying. And so you would have a paragraph of Maddie reached across the table. She said blah, blah, blah. And then we move to the next paragraph. James looked away, and then tell us what James said. You don't need to say James said because you've had James looking away. So that is the way of letting us know who's speaking. However, I see a lot of people when they're first learning to write, they will say, Maddie said blah, 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 James looked away, in the same paragraph as what Maddie said. That's not really the way to do it. Each paragraph should be about one person's actions and words. So if you give Maddie's words and you don't even tell us who said it, and then you say James looked away, we will assume James is saying that because that's the convention. If you therefore have Maddie saying something, you can say she said, you could have what she does, etc. But in any case, you want to break the paragraph and move to a new paragraph before you start talking about what James does. Even if it's just James looking away and then Maddie is speaking again, come back to Maddie speaking again in the next paragraph. But because we expect it to go from one person to the next in a dialogue, be sure to let us know that it's Maddie speaking again. If it's in the middle of a paragraph and you want to show how a character is reacting, you could say Maddie noticed James looking away, but she continued speaking. You know, so you can have James's reaction in there as kind of a minor thing from her point of view. That's all right. but don't have it be James's action, direct James looked away. Do you understand the difference? So each paragraph, Maddie blah blah blah, James blah blah blah, Maddie. And you don't want to mix those up ever. You don't want to have a paragraph in which Maddie and James are both doing things, and then, heaven forbid, James starts talking in the same paragraph that Maddie was speaking in. No, never, ever do that. Only one character speaks per paragraph. Only one character speaks per paragraph. Only one character per paragraph. Don't you forget it.